It was still dark, and we took up our positions behind the trees in front of the old Glen Rowan Inn where the Kellys was holed up. Constable Arthur, he told us to hold our fire, but we was all so nervous that every now and then they'd let out with a volley, and we'd answer with one. And inside you could hear the hostages screaming, and the Kellys a-cursing us, and then quiet for a while again. Then, just as the dawn came up over the hills with the gun smoke rising in the light and mixing with the fog, suddenly through the mist this thing appeared. A monster. Weird and eerie and 10 feet tall it was, with a great iron head lurching toward us.
Hold the mannequin off his shoulders and they're cranking off his head. We fired a million into him, he should be lying dead. But the devil's smoke is on him, and it drops him back the lead. And then still he keeps a-coming, still he keeps a-coming.
Someone shouted, "It's a ghost." Two troopers broke and ran. I finally got a shot off, just rang off him. Dowsett hollered, "It's old Nick himself. The devil, he's bulletproof, he'll get us all." And there he come, a banging on his breastplate with the butt of his gun and calling back to his comrades, "Come out, boys, come out, we'll do the lot of them." And out of the inn crawled Dan Kelly and Steve Hart, firing wildly, and behind them the women running from the inn screaming, and the clanging of the armor and that wild laughing from inside that iron mask while the bullets was whistling around him, bouncing off him and pouring into him, and blood gushing from his foot and arm, trying to hold his gun steady and firing into us.
Oh, they're banging off his shoulders and they're clanging off his head. We fired a million into him, he should be lying dead. But the devil's smoke is on him.
Finally, Sergeant Steele run up behind him and fired a shotgun blast at his legs, and Kelly reeled backwards and tottered and finally fell with a great crash, bleeding in the dust. We took off his armor and carried him inside. 28 wounds he had, and Steele recovered to stand trial on October 28, 1880. When Judge Barry sentenced him to die, Ned shouted, "You can't kill us all. I'll return from the grave to fight." And it's said to this day, on the ranges between Benalla and Glen Rowan, a tall, shadowy figure walks through the mist of each dawn, clanging in his armor, laughing deep and hollow in his rusted iron mask.
His shoulders and they're clanking off his head. We fired a million into him, he could be lying dead. But the devil's smoke is on his bed, his house is back to lead. And they tell he keeps a-coming, tell he keeps a-coming. Oh, they're banging off his shoulders and they're clanging off his head. We fired a million into him.